Coming up on episode number 1389, a very quick episode. Listen, if every episode of Coverville is like an album, today is going to be an EP, a short, quick episode, because I'm going to be on the road tomorrow and need to get an episode out for Meatloaf. Yes, a Meatloaf cover story set. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday afternoon. That's right, it's Wednesday, January 26th, 2022. My name is Brian Bent. Welcome to a very quick episode of Coverville, doing a set of music to pay tribute to Marvin Adey, Michael Adey, also known as Meatloaf. He's had all those names. Born Marvin Adey, Marvin Lee Adey. And aside from, of course, the music, all the work that he did with Jim Steinman, was also, you know, big in the movies as well. Made appearances in Fight Club, Leap of Faith, of course, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which you'll hear a song from later on in the episode. But it was that big album. It was that amazing album with Jim Steinman that put him on the map, Bat Out of Hell. And in addition to those big names on the roster, you also had production work by Todd Rundgren, who convinced Meat to reduce Paradise by the Dashboard Light from being a 27-minute song to an 8-minute song, which is still a pretty long song to turn in as a single, but nonetheless, it did become a single. One of the songs from that album, Bat Out of Hell, also was another single, 2 out of 3 ain't bad, and in his recent cover album reproduction, Todd Rundgren went back to some of those albums that he produced and covered a song from each of them. So we're going to start things off with Todd Rundgren covering a track from Bat Out of Hell. Here he is with 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad.
Two out of three ain't bad. solid man. Send lawyers, guns, and money. The shit has hit the fan.
If I could only find the words parking by the lake, and there was not another car in sight. And I never had a girl looking any better than you did. And all the kids at school, they were wishing they were me that night. Now my body's all so close and tight. It never felt so good, it never felt so right. And we're blowing like the metal on the edge of a knife.
On, no score, bottom of the ninth. There's the windup, and there it is, a line shot up the middle. Look at him go, this boy can really fly. He's rounding first and really turning it on now. He's not letting up at all. He's gonna try for second, and the ball is bobbled out in center. Here comes the throw, and what a throw. He's gonna slide in head first. Here he comes, he's out. No, wait, safe, safe at second base. This kid really makes things happen out there. Batter steps up to the plate, here's the pitch, he's going. And what a jump he's got, he's trying for third. There's the throw. It's in the dirt. Safe at third. Holy cow, stolen base. He's taking a pretty big lead out there, almost daring him to try to pick him off. The pitcher glances over, winds up, and it's Bunnett. Bunnett down the third base line. The suicide squeezes on. Here he comes. Squeeze play. It's going to be close. Here's the throw. Here's the play at the plate. Holy cow, I think he's going to make it.
Stop right there. I got to know right now. Before we go any further, do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me your wife? Do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me your wife? I gotta know right now. Before we go any further, do you love me? Will you love me forever?
Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it. you sleep all day, I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it, I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it. Sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Well, let me sleep on it, I'll give you an answer in the morning.
I gotta know right now, do
let me sleep
me?
On it.
Yeah, considerably less than the original 21-minute track that Meatloaf had envisioned. That's Paradise by the Dashboard Light, covered there by Murder by Death, a band that does some amazing touring. They come to Estes Park here in Colorado every year, and I've never gotten to see them, hoping that maybe 2022 or 2023 will be the years that I get to see these guys. They released this as part of a Kickstarter bonus for funding their last album. This was the As You Wish Kickstarter Covers Volume 3. That came out a couple years ago, back in 2019. Original version of that song, depending on if you're watching the music video or hearing the album cut, is Carla DeVito, who also covered some great Meatloaf tracks, and Ellen Foley, who did a recent cover of Heaven Can Wait as well. Ellen Foley, you might know from second season of Night Court as the, well, she wasn't the bailiff. Was she the bailiff? Oh, I can't remember what her role. She was on Night Court as Harry Anderson's second in command in court there. Hot Patootie, Bless My Soul, a live version by the Polyphonic Spree. That one from an album that they released in 2013, covering all the songs from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Barry Manilow, yeah, you know, don't think I've ever played Barry Manilow on Coverville before, but it was a request from a listener who said, "Hey, if you're going to be doing a Meatloaf cover story, please include this." So Laura Gentleman, this one goes out to you. Great recommendation. Yeah, it was a track that didn't get any traction when it was released on Meatloaf's first or second album, But Barry Manilow recorded his version of it, and it actually became a relatively big hit for him in 1983. Barry Manilow, Read 'Em and Weep. Meatloaf covering Warren Zevon's Lawyers, Guns, and Money. That's a track that he did for VH1 Storytellers back in 1999. And we start things off with Todd Rundgren kind of disco-fying a version of Two Out of Three Ain't Bad, a song that he produced along with the rest of the album that it came from, Bat Out of Hell. That one you'll find on Todd's cover album from 2011 called Reproduction, with the re in brackets because he was the producer. It's a very clever little pun. That, my friends, is going to bring us to the end of this very, very short Coverville. Yeah, I warned you, it was going to be a short Coverville, and it was. So that is going to do it for this edition of Cover. We'll be back next week with a full edition of the show. Don't worry, no more fun size episodes next week. So make sure to come back for that. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Visit Coverville at coverville.com and follow me at any of the social networks. Just put the social network slash Coverville.